good evening. It's nice to have Eileen and yourself back with us again.
Good evening.
Good evening. Some time ago, we spoke about, did you know who or what you are? Do you remember?
Yes.
My question to you this time is, what is your purpose in this lifetime? What do you recognize within yourselves that you can strive toward? Each one of you, my dear friends, walks a separate pathway from anyone else within this room. Each one of you is involved in daily living on this earth plane. And each one of you has expectations known only to yourselves. And of course, known to us in spirit. Because we have the wider picture of life. So, I am going to speak with you this time and ask each one of you if you have considered who or what you are and what you wish to aspire to in this lifetime. And do you now recognize, my dear friends, the energy which pulls you all together in this one evening of your earthly week? Do you feel and understand that energy now?
I think that we all feel very comfortable with one another in this room, and I think that must be put down to that bonding, that energy that we have.
I feel the energy has been with us before in our previous incarnations together. And there is the current energy now. And it seems to go along with the dedication to not just to go forward, I'm bringing a personal feeling into this as well, but it's going forward, it's endeavouring to understand that wider picture, which you name, so far as it is possible to understand, and to pass that understanding on to many, many others.
Yes. Do you feel the change of energy from what it used to be when first you came together?
Much closer.
Yes. You feel it and understand it just a little more.
Yes, it seems more positive now.
Yes,
Seems to have more direction now.
Yes, you feel...
clearer understanding of that direction.
You feel more positive about that understanding.
Mm.
Yes.
I think emotional about it, but more
yes.
than understanding, I suppose.
Yes.
I do get to various times when I suddenly think, oh, I really understand what this is all about now. Little glimpses like that, and then another time I could say I've had that feeling, and if you're trying to explain it, I don't think I can actually, but I do get moments of a real sort of feeling I understand.
Yes, it is the opening up that you receive. That is when the understanding comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of you will experience this in different ways because you are diverse in your everyday lives. Your experiences will not always be the same. But ultimately, you all walk the pathway which leads you to the truth. That is what is important.
Seeking the truth.
Yes, so when you work as one rather than as individuals, you understand. Yes.
Yes. Something that a detail which brings us together is the book, which it's in its final stage now before going to publishers.
Yes.
We have all contributed, and again, this is in our different individual ways we have contributed to this. And I wanted to ask you, certainly, that if you would care to give an endorsement that could be published in the front, could be printed in the front of the book, as to the truth that it contains. As I see it, you would be the one who could best give endorsement for that.
Yes. I feel most grateful for those words, my dear friends, and of course I would be happy to put my name to anything which is part of the overall truth of life. Yes, truth is all-encompassing. Truth is not denial. Truth is everlasting. That is truth.
Yes, indeed.
But if you wish me to say some words to endorse the authenticity of this book, of course I will.
That I will add to that that our friend, our dear friend William, has written the foreword to it.
So. Yes. I am happy with that.
That is very nice to have. And but if we could add a few words of your own by way of endorsement, that would be absolutely marvelous.
Yes. I would do that for you next time.
Yes.
When I have looked at all of your words, I am of course aware of what is happening, but I would like just this time to fully go through the work that you have created.
Yes.
Yes.
I understand. Well, that would be very, very nice. Thank you.
No, my friend, thank you. We are always grateful for those who are willing to go forward with the truth. Because so often in your world, those words which are different to what is called normal are so often slayed by man as being untruths. That is always the problem that lies before any truth. So, we in spirit say to you, continue. Continue to know yourselves. Continue to speak the truth as you find it. And we are happy always to stand with you.
That's so.
But I will give you some words next time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, I would like you each to speak and say what you aspire to in this life. What is your goal in life? And I speak to you spiritually.
I think my goal is soul improvement and to grow nearer to spirit, which I've been uncomfortable with far too long, and to, through that, to make contact with a great creative force. I'm not wording this very well.
Yes, you are. Already have a gentle soul, but it is not unusual in an earthly life at times to feel a little lost. But we found you, did we not?
Yes, yes, I just made it.
Yes.
I think perhaps we all get a little lost along the way, fearful and frightened.
There's been a considerable period of, could I say, parallel pathway.
Yes.
Which seem to produce the same truths as we learn here.
There are many pathways, but only one truth. It really matters not. And I have told you this on many occasions. It matters not which pathway you take, whether it is straightforward or it meanders, it ultimately reaches the same place. But the recognition of going forward in the name of truth, that is what is important. That is what you should seek, understanding and knowledge. Anyone else, please?
Well, I was thinking for me, one of them is simply being myself and expressing my thoughts and feelings completely without any interference or anything. So being completely connected with the being, the inner being, becoming the outer being.
Yes. That is a good summarization of what you should be aiming for. None of you in this lifetime will be perfect, but it is in the understanding of what you strive for that is good.
Yeah, the thing you seem to sort of find new as you go forward. I find things that I try to process, things that seem to be holding me back, and I try and unravel them. I think it's going into the past sometimes and sorting out some muddles that...
I would just say to you, my dear friend, do not try to analyze too much. Just be, and all things will turn for the better. Just be. Does that help you?
Yes, I think I'm, there's still that slight issue of trust and...
Yes.
Having the confidence to go with those inner feelings.
Yes. Getting to recognize them and to allow those feelings to be you.
Yeah, sometimes it is... They are unrecognized, that's right. I don't always know how I feel about some things.
But you are getting there. Yes. Good.
Thank you.
I think what you said to Paul about just being actually also applies to me. There are certain things, for example, not being judgmental, trying to enjoy being with all types of people, having a more generous outlook on everything, is the way forward for me. And in acting in that way, I feel happier with myself. I don't do it to be happy with myself, but just that way of living makes me more content. You said don't judge, and as I just said earlier, they have those little moments when I suddenly think, oh, I understand what this is all about. It's encouraging.
Yes, of course, a cause and effect is most powerful in your lives, and that is what you are creating each time you open to a new experience. And because cause and effect are taking place, you have good results from it. And therefore, you can begin to move forward in your understanding, in beginning to know who and what you are. Yes, good.
Yes, I think for me, on a similar note, at the end of each day, I know where I've gone wrong. Definitely, maybe said something, thought something, judged someone, and I realise where I'm wrong.
But
many times.
Don't be too harsh on yourself. The recognition is good, but sometimes you chastise yourself a little too harshly. Life is a learning experience, of course.
Yes.
But as the other forgiver, the instrument, as a dry throat, I will deal with it. Yes, you must recognize with yourself that always it is not just your own fault, that life on this planet can be most difficult. But what you recognize are those faults, as you call them. What you recognize in that is that you should be above these things.
Yes, yeah.
And again, my dear friend, you are traveling the correct pathway.
Well, that's nice to know, thank you.
You are generous of spirit, not only with your spirit, but with your earthly time. What? Now, I feel for this time, I will take my leave, give you a little time to consider your words, to look inward and to know and understand, my dear friends, that although life as you know it can at times be troublesome, you are never alone. You have your friends and helpers always around you whenever they are needed. Those of us in spirit who use you for whatever reason stay close by you. And with those words, my dear friends, I will look forward to our next meetings together.
Yeah. Thank you. It's been great.
And I will come with those words for your book, my dear friend.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's been lovely to have you back again, Simon. It does give others a chance to come through, but it is so very nice when you come through.
Yes. There are many close to you now. So let us see what can be achieved.
Thank you.
Thank you.